Aircheckdownloads.com.
www.qxl.com.
Number one in London.
Sorry, I missed that. What was that?
Number one in London.
Didn't quite catch that. What was that?
Number one in London.
Ah, number one.
95.8.
I've come to the right place then.
Capital
FM. 8:19, this is Panky. Some concert news. Paul Weller is playing Brixton Academy as part of their 15th birthday celebrations on Sunday, May 21st. If you want tickets, and I'm sure you will, you call 0171-771-2000 or 0171-420-0958. Brilliant Paul Weller, Brixton Academy, Sunday, May 21st. Get your tickets. 22, so Paul Weller playing Brixton Academy, part of their 15th birthday celebration, Sunday, May 21st, 0171-771-2000 for tickets, or 0171-420-0958. I was talking earlier this morning about songs that whenever you hear them make you feel good. Because there are certain songs, aren't there? Doesn't matter how bad your mood is. There are certain songs, certain melodies, as soon as you hear it, it lifts you. It makes you feel good. Just like this one does.
Good afternoon.
Guten Morgen.
Guten Nachmittag.
Is that the German embassy?
Yes.
Are you German?
Yes.
Have you seen this report today in the newspaper?
Report for what?
Well, it sounds a bit cliche to me, and I want you to prove this wrong. It says Germans really don't have a sense of humour and don't laugh as much as the rest of Europe.
Uh-huh.
Now, that to me sounds like one hell of a sweeping statement, and I want to prove it wrong.
Oh, do you?
So you're German, then, are you?
Yeah.
So let's see if you've got a sense of humour. So this friend of mine is so ugly, every time she goes to the zoo, she has to buy two tickets, one to get in and one to get out.
Very good. Well, do you want to speak to somebody else?
So the wife wanted to see the world, so I bought her an atlas. Our family is so ugly, we keep the negatives in the family album. Hello?
Hello?
I once sang for the King of Siam. Are you with me?
Yeah, I'm with you.
At least he told me he was. He said, if you're a singer, I'm the King of Siam.
Yeah, I know the British humour is very good. But, I mean, the Germans are different, aren't they?
I think you're proving the point there. What comes after six?
Seven.
The milkman.
Hello, Visa. Good afternoon. Hello.
My secretary's just quit. She caught me kissing the wife.
So? What can I do for you? This is the German embassy.
Yes, I can see that. What comes after six?
What do you mean, what comes after six? Are you joking or something?
Well, you'd never know, would you?
Well, I mean, what do you want to know? I mean, are you making a joke or something? Because I'm going to hang up here.
Hello?
I'm sitting down here, but hey, you can see me.
Looks like it's Lena Marlin sitting down here. For Liz Hardy, you'd love me to say hello to Liz and George and Rachel. Hello there. This week on Breakfast, we could be sending you around the world with worldonline.co.uk. It's the internet communication company. You could be swimming with those dolphins in the Gulf of Mexico, or swimming with the sharks, whatever you fancy. Just tell me your dream destination, what you'd like to do when you get there. The wilder, the better. And do give this some thought. What is your wildest dream? What have you always wanted to do? This week on Breakfast, your dreams come true. Fax me those details, 08700 800 958.
The Flying Eye with BT Cellnet Genie. Bring the internet to your mobile.
What have you always wanted to do?
I can't discuss that, but I'd really love to do. I tell you what I really wanted to do. You know all the classic westerns that you see, and there's a stagecoach, and it goes through those fantastic rock formations. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All those classic John Ford westerns, those fantastic. I always wanted to go there And I'd love to have the nerve to learn to ride a motorbike, which I can't because I've got no sense of balance. And I'd like to get on a big Harley or a big Suzuki or something and, like, ride through that bit. That would be fabulous. Always wanted to do that.
You can see yourself in a scene from Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid.
Yeah, my luck, of course, it would be the end scene, you know, when they think, hey, we're okay, and then there's 3,000 Mexicans shooting you like a piece of gorgonzola. But there we are. Yeah, that's fantastic. What a fantastic scene. I've always wanted to see that. That would be just so cool. Right. A4147, the Flying Eye with BT Cellnet, the mobile internet, take 33.
95.8 Capital FM. It's Wednesday, March 29th. It is 8:33. Gareth's got the latest. Three children have died overnight at a house blaze in Brentwood.
95.8 Capital FM Breakfast Show. With Steve Hank.
Win your dream trip around the world with World Online. On the 95.8 Capital FM Breakfast Show with Steve Peck. 19 minutes tonight. Can I just suggest before we start this, if you ever need anything off the internet that you make worldonline.co.uk your very first point of call, because you will find it there. Trust me. This week on Breakfast, we could be sending you around the world with worldonline.co.uk, the internet communication company. Yes, your wildest dreams could be coming true. Who have we got here, first of all? Elizabeth Blythe, is that you?
Yeah, hi there, Steve.
How are you, Elizabeth?
Not too bad, bit nervous.
Oh, don't be nervous. We're old friends, Elizabeth. Now, do you want me to call you Elizabeth or Liz?
Liz is great.
Right, I'll call you Liz then. So, listen, Liz, what is your wildest dream? What have you always wanted to do?
I've always wanted to swim with a dolphin, always.
I can't tell you how many thousands of faxes we've had from people wanting to do exactly the same thing. So my fingers crossed, you'd like to go somewhere nice and swim with the dolphins, would you?
Yeah.
Aw. Well, listen, you know how this works. We're going to give you five dolphin-related questions. You need to get them, or as many of them right as you can, as quickly as you can, and I will go through the questions as quickly as I can. And then we'll take another call in the next hour, and the one out of the two of you that gets the most questions right in the least amount of time will win their prize.
Right.
So, fingers crossed for you, Liz. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Have you been swatting on dolphins?
Trying my hardest.
All right, are you ready?
Yeah.
Right, your time starts now. What's the average lifespan of a dolphin? 10 years, 17 years, 24 years?
24.
No, it's 17 years. Name the famous bottlenose dolphin who's lived in Dingle Bay in Ireland since 1984. Fungi, Bungie, or Murphy?
Yes.
You say Fungi?
Yeah.
Yeah. How much fish can an adult dolphin consume in a single day? 30 pounds, 40 pounds, 45 pounds?
45.
No, it's 30. The largest of the freshwater dolphins is the Botto. Which river are they found in? Zambezi, Columbia, Amazon?
Amazon.
Yes. What's the name given to a group of dolphins? School, cluster, pod?
Pod.
Stop the clock, yes. Okay, so you got one, two, you got three right, Liz, and you got three right in 35 seconds.
Right.
So your time was pretty good, but anyway, three right, three in 35, and we'll speak to you in about an hour from now.
Thank you.
Good luck, Liz.
Thanks, Steve.
Aircheckdownloads.com.